Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, a new series where we share a bonus story to help you get through that midweek slump. This is a story submitted by a listener named Andy. It was a hot summer day in 2019 in the Philippines. My grandmother, who was 73 years old at the time, lived alone just a few blocks away from my family's home. She usually hung out near the 7-Eleven close to our subdivision. She and her friends played Keno there to pass the time. Keno is a lottery-like gambling game, if you weren't aware. According to my grandmother, she was about to leave the Keno place when a black car suddenly stopped close to the 7-Eleven. A man got out of the car and approached her. We'll call him Bob. Bob claimed that he knew my grandma. My grandma did not know him, but she went along with it, thinking she must have forgotten who the man was. Bob asked my grandma if she knew of a medical supply shop nearby, and my grandma said yes, even though the only one she knew of wasn't nearby. It was 30 minutes away. Bob asked my grandma to come with them so that she could guide them to the medical supply shop herself. My grandma agreed to go with them. Inside the car, there were three people: a man driving the car, a woman in the passenger seat, and Bob, who sat in the back and talked with my grandma. My grandma claimed that she knew the woman with them. We'll call her Mara. Bob was sitting next to my grandma and asked her if she had money with her. She said she had 700 to 800 pesos with her, which is about $15. But she said that she had more money and tons of jewelry at her house. Bob said, "That's good. We can turn the jewelry into more money." By this time, my grandma asked Bob if they could go gather her things. Surprisingly, the people in the car agreed. They turned the car around and drove to the corner of our subdivision to drop my grandma off. Bob said that they would wait for my grandma at that same corner. My mom and I were at home watching TV that day when my grandma came and knocked on our gate. She looked ecstatic and excitedly said, "I have good news. I'm going to become rich." She told us what happened, and she was all smiles. My mom got up, locked our gate, and called bullshit on everything these people told my grandma. And so did I. The whole story was just too sketchy. My grandma told us that she knew the people in the car that she was talking to. She said there was nothing to worry about, then yelled at my mom for locking the gate, since the trio of sketchy people was at the corner waiting for her. My mom called my uncle and told him the story that my grandma just told us. My mom asked my uncle to drive around our subdivision and look for a black sedan near 7-Eleven. An hour after this happened, my grandma was still at our house, and we would not let her go back out. My uncle called and he said he saw that black sedan around 7-Eleven. The car had just left. By this time, my grandma calmed down. She looked tired and not that ecstatic anymore. My mom asked my grandma who Bob and Mara were. She just kept claiming that she knew them. Wouldn't you believe? My grandma finally said, "Huh? Who?" She didn't even realize who we were talking about. We filled my grandma in on what happened, and she didn't even remember the sketchy people in the car or how they managed to make her come with them. It was like she was hypnotized the whole time. Now, a few days after this happened, we went to the mall. We had a great time. We drove past this medical supply shop that my grandma knew. My grandma asked, "Isn't that the only medical shop here?" My mom and I both said yes and asked her why. My grandma then said, "We didn't stop here. I told them that this is where the medical supply shop was." I looked at my mom and she looked back up at me with confusion on her face. Then I said, "Point out the place where you stopped." About 10 minutes later, my grandma said, "There, we stopped right there. We stopped when I said that I had to get more money and jewelry at home." The place where she said they stopped was on a corner along the highway where there was only a closed down hardware store close to the cemetery. Why would they stop there? If their only intention was to go to a medical supply shop, why didn't they go to the actual shop? Where did they plan to take my grandma? If my grandma hadn't told them about the money and jewelry, would my grandma still be able to see the light of day? I don't know. The only thing I do know is, to the three sketchy people who took my grandma and tried to drive her away, I hope no one in my family meets you again. Thanks to Andy for sharing that near miss with us. It seems that this trio had some kind of devious trick up their sleeve to take advantage of this poor old woman's kindness. Yes, there are some disgustingly clever criminals out there that see the elderly as just some kind of easy target. But I'm glad that Andy's grandma made it out unscathed, and we now have this story to keep in our memory as a reminder to always look out for the most vulnerable. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Stay safe.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.